Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening. With Suki and Joey.
Good evening.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, are you driving?
I am on the road. I had to film all day. And then tomorrow, I leave early for Nashville for a competition all weekend. So this is the only time I can do it, bitches. So welcome to the show.
Well, welcome. I'm glad you can join us today. Wait a second. So you're going to Nashville. I saw that this week. Wait, I saw you on the back of a bus.
Yes, bitch. That's advertising. I paid for that.
But who took that picture of you?
That picture I took probably like 2 years ago. And I think Kara took it.
You're sitting on it. It looks like you're sitting on the bus. I thought you had a new photo shoot and you didn't call me.
No, I did that photo shoot at my store like 2 years ago with Kara. So I'm just using like all the old photos that I have. I need to get like new shit. I need new headshots. I need new things because everything is so old.
Girl, same. I'm going to be going to Nashville in May.
Oh, well, I'm going this weekend for Giovanna's cheer comp. And I just feel like I'm not prepared. I've been so busy. I've just been working and I'm a busy gal and I like haven't had time to like go shopping or anything. I mean, it's not like I'm actually like going bar hopping or anything because it's cheer comp. So we're going to be at the cheer competition like all day, every day. But I'm freaking out now because the weather in Nashville says that there's going to be severe storms and tornado warnings. I didn't even know tornadoes happen in Nashville. Like, what is that?
It's always risky getting out of Nashville. Nashville, for some reason, there's always complications.
Yeah, but I didn't know they had tornadoes.
I don't think it's a real... Oh, it's a south? Yeah.
It's a severe tornado warnings, bitch. I'm not trying to die in a tornado.
Like NEM.
Literally.
And you're little, so you'll get picked up by a gusty wind.
Yeah, me and Sissy are going to fly away.
Oh, my God. Wait, are you guys nervous about this? Because there was a scandal last time?
No, I know. I think everything's going to be good this time because Varsity's, like, taking precautions now, so I think they're like looking in people's bags. They're prohibiting alcohol now, so I can't bring my I don't think I could bring my alcohol cup. Everything's fine.
You can get weed gummies there.
Well, yeah,
we call them wine gummies.
I feel like we have breaks where like we can go and get a martini, so everything's gonna be fine.
What
are your plans this weekend?
Well, I don't know. I think it's supposed to be the first nice weekend.
Oh my god, I heard it's gonna be like 75.
It gets me like 75 degrees with a 50% chance of rain. So I'm not sure about that. But then Bay said he wants He said that he wants to sit on his rooftop and have like caviar and champagne and stuff and like hang out. I think he's going to propose.
Where the fuck are you going to do that, caviar?
Well, we just buy it from the store.
Oh.
Our oysters.
And what rooftop do you sit on?
His rooftop at his apartment.
Oh, bougie.
Yeah, it's connected to his house. He lives on the top floor. So we're going to do that. But I want to, like, do stuff during the day. Like, I want to, like, definitely run. Hold on, I have to get you on out. I've been holding it back. Okay. I only have one small coffee today. I want to bring Wiggles to the park because he's going to see all his friends. And then,
Cute.
You know, I wanted to kind of hop around the city because it's like, going to be, like, just warm enough where you can, like, walk around with no jacket on. But it's, like, not going to be, like, hot enough to, like, go to the beach or anything. So it's, like, it's a perfect like walking around doing stuff around the city. I hope the rain holds out because I want to be able to be outside and pop my pussy all over the city.
Yeah, man.
But you'll be there. I wonder, do you have a pool where you're staying?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my god, I haven't gone swimming yet this season. I'm still waiting for my fucking fitness center to open. They have a pool there, but
Ooh, and you're gonna do your workouts and you're gonna get fit for summer.
Yeah, they need to fuck your.
Summer's literally right around the corner. But I feel like you look skinny. I feel like you look good.
Are you sure? I think I wanted to have weight loss surgery.
You already did.
No, like have my stomach stapled.
You are disgusting.
My friend just did it. She came out on Khloe Kardashian's show and she talked about it. She had
Don't do it. I feel like you're gonna die.
oh so, not sorry, Sadie surgery. I'm sure I'm morbidly obese if I had to Google it.
No, yeah, I feel like you shouldn't do that because I feel like you look fine.
Yeah. What happened to filming today? Can you tell us anything? Who was there?
It's top secret.
Were
It
you?
was just a girls' filming day, but it was a
Was
very nice day.
Jenny filming a movie while you guys were working?
No, yeah, we went to go visit her on set. What was it, last week or 2 weeks ago? Jenny's just like a badass freaking
Where is she
director.
filming the movie?
Somewhere like Bumblefuck, Jersey. It was like 2 hours from my house.
She's a
Yeah, but we went
filmmaker.
to go see her on set. And I think she just wrapped her movie. So I'm so
Calm
excited to
down.
see it. It's nice and spooky.
I'm so excited too. Can we go to the premiere again and sit there?
Yes.
I love going to movie premieres.
You remember at the premiere we were like, where did you get those wines? We were chugging them.
I
It
was
was
in
like wines in a can. It was so
Katie gave it to
ghetto.
me. I loved
Who
them.
did?
Katie Condesell.
Oh.
Oopsie.
Like they were so ghetto.
Yeah. Did you watch?
White
Sorry.
Lotus?
Did we talk
You
about
need
wait?
to wake up. Why are you
I
so
know.
tired?
I don't know because I don't know. It's just a witching hour. Let me drink this Diet Coke.
Well, what'd you do all day?
I worked today, and I today was cleaning day. So I the ladies were here all day. Watch with Wiggles. They were kikiing all day cleaning, and I just got home. But I had to, I had to record my top hit my award-winning podcast and do a bunch of social assets.
Oh, and you probably had energy for them.
It's a double shift. Nat is
Ugh,
not. Oh,
bitch.
Nat is not working home.
Fucking whore. It's happening.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Oh, Wiggles at the dog park.
Yeah, I love Wiggles at the dog park. Is he
Okay, so I
making more
went.
friends now?
He's making more friends, but the thing is, I'm just learning the hierarchy, like and like what's going on at the dog park because I'm new there, but I quickly realized that it's like that like I'm not the newest dog. It's just people. There's a whole thing. So like you have to have it's a small dog and a big dog one, and all the dogs kind of all play together, which is fine. But mostly like a lot of people like. I'm there because I feel like I'm an outcast. I have like, imposter syndrome. So I'm constantly up his ass. Like, it's like, no. Watching every move he makes because I don't want to piss anyone else's dog off. And then, so,
Yeah.
like, everyone else in the mother, like 90% of the people are sitting literally on. They left their dogs in the thing and they don't fucking look up once from their fucking phone. And they're sitting the entire time. Their dogs are like raping people and attacking people and pissing everywhere.
Oh, that's annoying. That would piss me off.
And they literally are just like on their phones and all talking to each other like fancy rich people, just like, oh, ha-ha. Like
No,
not.
that's like bringing your child, like a human child, to a park. You have to watch your kid
Yeah, so
because if they're causing a ruckus, you got to stop it.
I feel like I'm such an overprotector. I'm the only one in between. Like, I don't care if the other kids are wilding out. I just want to make sure my kid's not being bad. Like, if the other kids are acting up, I'm not going to break it up. It's like not my problem. If they're touching my kid.
No.
They're touching my kid, but like, I try to, as moms, like if you see like two kids fighting, you're gonna be like, oh no, come on, kids, stop, no matter what. So I'm like the only one patrolling because I'm
How
only doing,
annoying.
and I really don't care if Wiggles bites people. It's like I just have to be feel like I am not like not looking because I feel like people have all eyes on me and they're gonna be talking about like, oh, he just was there on his phone, but literally everyone else and their mother does it. So I'm going above and beyond to make sure like every little syllable he says or like touches something. I'm like, oh no, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. And then there's a couple of them like. Like when their dogs, like well, when like their kid will run like by their parents, and then my dog will go over there and talk to them. They get like all pissy
Yeah.
and they try to push my dog away and like act like my kid's bothering them. Like your dog just fucking like attacked mine in the corner over there while you weren't looking. So it's a whole thing with that.
Oh,
And
what kind of dogs?
they're all small dogs. So there's a lot of hot dogs with this one. There was like they roll deep.
Oh, I love hot
There's
dogs.
like a
They're so
clan of
cute.
them. A clan of there's one lady. She has the one kid. But
Stop.
then this other two, these other two kids. From another mother, she was babysitting for them, so she brought them to the park. So they're three friends, they all met there. So the one mom dog brought the other two brothers and sister with them. They were there. At this another just a couple more chihuahuas. I met a chihuahua outside the house today. Some guy, some like older gay guy.
Why
A
he like he's in
chihuahua.
your building or just outside?
No, he was like, yeah, he's in the neighborhood.
Oh.
His
Yeah,
dog's
I feel
name.
like we go see like best friends.
Yeah, his dog's name is Mitzi. His best friend, I don't know whose mystery friend. There was that husky one, that gray looking wolf looking dog, was there, and that was his best friend. They were playing for like hours together, and no one knows whose kid that was, like at all. Like no, everyone's looking around, like whose fucking kid is this? It wasn't
Was
being
it a
bad, but
stranger dog?
yeah, it was like no one knew whose father or parents were, or whose parents were, and everyone's talking like he was being
Oh.
friendly, but it's like, and then people like leave the gate open, and it's like, and like you have to like learn. It's just like a lot to like learn, and you don't want to be like. You don't want to put a bad taste in the mouth of the people because moms talk on the playground. And I know there's like, I'm sure there's like, you know, like people that rule the playground when they come in, like, oh, there's Cheryl. Like, but I haven't found out who's
Oh
who
yeah,
yet.
is there like popular moms?
I found this one lady. She looked, and then, oh my God, I got so embarrassed, Nicole. Okay.
What?
You're going to die. So I was,
You farted.
this is why I don't just go on the internet. So I'm on live on Instagram, right? And I'm showing everyone the dogs, and they're all playing and stuff. And I see this one lady, and she has this. She has like this like fancy coat on. She looks very fancy, and she has this one dog that Wiggles is playing with. So his name is I think Bentley. So they're playing whatever, and I'm on live, and I'm saying, oh my God, I said Wiggles, go play with that dog. I want to be friends with her mom. She looks like she has a boat, or like she looks like she has like a fancy house. I was like, oh, this is my aunt
Yeah.
Wiggles, and I'm narrating this whole scene. About this fancy lady saying, oh my God, look at her fancy coat. I was like, maybe she'll buy me one. Or like, you know, like Wiggles, like trying to infiltrate her dog and my dog to be best friends. We start making small talk here and there, and then like 5 minutes passed. But I was doing this for like 45 minutes about this woman on the phone. And then she comes and then she turns to me like right I'm standing there. She goes, are you Joey? She goes,
Stop.
oh my God, my friend just texted me that you have she sees me on your video.
Oh my
I was
God,
like,
so
I was mortal. She didn't. I don't think the friend told her that I was like trying to become
your
like friends
friend
with her.
definitely said,
She did
like,
probably, right?
yeah, like Joey thinks you're so rich. Go talk to him.
So she got like freaked out by it. I was like, oh yeah, sorry, I'm on live, just like, showing the kids and stuff. And then she's like, oh, And then she's like, that's so funny. And then she's like on her phone. Then
Maybe
she's
she thinks you're a
like,
stalker.
I know. So I think the people were telling her that I guess I was like, you know, like.
A
Making fun of her or stuff.
celebrity.
I wasn't making fun of her. I was just trying to fucking make my kid have a
Yeah.
friend. Do you have friends with a pretty popular lady? But I was so
Oh my
sad.
God, that is so embarrassing.
And everyone, the things like people don't say anything to you when you're just out here acting up in the middle of the park. I'm in the public. I said, no one knows who the fuck I am, except that one lady at the phone. And then on my live, some guy from O Town, everyone's freaking out. Joey, the guy from O Town's on your live. He's like, he's a fan of mine, I guess. He's like commenting on my live the whole time.
O-Town, which one?
His name's Ashley Parker Angel.
Oh my God, the blonde one.
Yeah. He's very, so
Stop.
he, yeah, so he's, a, I guess he's a big fan of the
What
podcast.
was he con? What was he
I don't
commenting?
know. Talking about Wiggles and like, you know, what are
Oh
you
my
doing,
God,
Nana?
can he
Get
come
out.
over?
Yeah. He's like,
Can he
Nana.
come over and perform for
Oh,
us?
yeah, for sure. He said, you know, Nana, what are you doing? Get out of that park. We're just like talking. And then everyone's like, oh, he's on your live. But again, yeah, it was a really wild time. But yeah, I like,
Wait,
I
this was on Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
Oh wow, look at you. So famous.
No, please. So please. Yeah,
Please.
it's the best thing for him. It's like, you know, I had to now I'm all the kids have all the cool stuff. So like there's this water bottle that everyone on the mother had other thing. They were like, oh come on. And they were sharing water, thank God. But it's like, you know, a little bottle, then you press this button and the water comes out and it's like a bowl and a water bottle in one. It's from Amazon.
Ooh, bougie.
I bought that. Everyone else had, and I
Yeah.
was like, where do I get that? So I asked the fancy, I was like, where'd you get that? She goes, Amazon. I said, oh, thank you for telling me. So I ordered them right on the spot.
Oh my God, so you're gonna get Wiggles all the things. So he's the cool popular kid that's
Yeah,
rich.
and then I decided, no, I realized his sickness, it has to be allergies. It's come down to allergies because he wouldn't be, stuffy and sniffling like this for that long, and he'd have a fever and he would die, have died by now if it was like a strep throat or something like bad. So it's allergies before. So I went, everyone's saying, and their mothers, thank you to all of the crusaders coming through. A lot of KVTs. Is that what called? KTV?
What's
KVT.
that?
RTV, RTV. Registered Tech Vet Tech. RVT.
Oh, I never heard registered RVT.
Well, they're passing that word around a lot.
Oh, that's new.
They're hitting me up telling me that you get to get local honey for things. So I knew that where they sell local honey because it's at the farmers market and Union Square. So I went there today and I thought I was gonna get local honey just like from like New York State. That's what I really thought. I was like, oh, that's what I got, was, somewhere from New York. She's just like, no. And then I went there and she's like, and I saw like, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Bronx. And I was like, oh my God, Manhattan. And then it gets every fucking neighborhood has its own honey. They have hives all over the roofs in around the city to
Yeah, but
get.
how much is a jar? Like fucking
Oh,
$100.
I don't remember. But yeah,
Yeah,
it was like
probably
$30, I think.
insane.
But it's the local, so it's like local. But they have, it's like, what's your address? I was told, she's like, where do you live in? Where do you live in Manhattan? But no, she's like, what? Where in Manhattan do you live? And she go, I said here, and she goes, what street? What are the cross streets? And so she literally had a local thing. So it's like 2 blocks away on a rooftop somewhere that of this honey. It's like literally local. So that means
Ooh.
that's how the bees make it better, because it's like it fixes like the pollen in your head and your fucking body. I don't know what it does, but I gave Wiggles the cap earlier and he was licking. Don't eat anything at my house. Wiggles licks off all the bowls, all the things. Like, I don't care. I'm
Freak.
that bite. But he was licking the cap, and then I got him these sneeze guard and like all these things from Chewy, these like holistic drops for allergies. So I've been giving those to him. He seems fine today, but yeah, I'm just trying to eliminate things. I think I have to get an air filter in the house, and that will
Yeah.
help.
I feel
Wiggle.
like Rocky, when he was little, he had allergies, like this time, but then I feel like he grew out of it. But I don't know about the Chihuahua breed.
Well, I guess it's because it's his first spring. He's never been alive in the spring. It's his first time. He's never
Yeah, that was like Rocky.
met the Easter Bunny. So,
Are you bringing him to go see the Easter Bunny?
yeah, but I have to find out where the fuck it is, because
Well,
Santa never showed up. Like, I Santa was like there for like one day. Like,
whenever you come to see Poppy, just go to Short Hills. They have a great bunny
but
there.
I can have the dog play with him. Just
Why
go there
not?
and give him the dog.
Yeah, I mean, I would put him in like a bag or like a carry-on thing and then just have him hold a doggy.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. It's
happening. Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
What's going on with Jessica Simpson? Did she text you?
You guys,
He
so you remember I
ghosted you.
DM'd Jessica Simpson right when she said she was like coming out with a new record and she was making music again, Come Down record, and I was like, oh my God, queen, like I'm so excited that you're like doing music again, whatever. And she's seen my comment, but then she didn't say anything to it. She just like seen it. I was like,
That's so
bitch,
bad.
I just said I love you. Like I feel like she knows I'm obsessed with her. So then she then I saw that she DM'd me and I'm like, oh my God, did she finally reply? And then I see it and it's like one of those like What's it called? Like a mass
A
like text that you
spam
send.
text.
Yeah, that you like. She probably sent to like all of her famous friends, and she was like, "Hey, love, like my single's coming out. Like, I would love if you could support. Like, here's like the links to Spotify and all this stuff." So it wasn't like a personal message to me,
Yeah.
but like the fact that she thought of me to send it to me is something, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So I ended up, so I slept on it because I was like, ugh, I don't feel special. But then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I was like, she sent it to me. I'm going to support my girl because I always do and I love her. So she was like retweeting or reposting everyone in her story that posted it on their story. She was like, thanks, love, and like all this stuff. And then I posted mine in my story. And I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for this. Love her. And she didn't repost me on her story. But no, but I think she wrote back. What did she say? Let me see. So, like, we're getting there to almost being friends, guys. Like, it's almost happening.
Does she
Oh,
have
she said,
stores?
oh, so she saw it and then she said, thank you, beautiful, with a heart.
She sent me the same thing. I'm kidding.
She said, thank you, beautiful.
I'm kidding. She doesn't text me.
Stop. Like, I'm gonna cry.
Wait, so that's good. That's you're making
I
progress.
can't. No, yeah. So even though it was like a spam text to like all of her famous friends, I should be happy because I was included in that list. So she did it to me. And even though she didn't repost my story, she did say thank you, beautiful, with a heart. So I'm getting closer. We're getting there.
I love it. Congratulations, Mama.
Yeah, so everybody tell Jessica to be my friend. Like, the fuck?
You are the winner of this week's challenge.
Jesus Christ.
Does she have a store in Nashville?
No, I don't think so.
She doesn't have stores. She just sells in department stores and online, right?
Yeah, she has a huge brand. Her shoes are my favorite. You know that. I
I
love her
was with the
shoes.
people, shoe people, the other day.
Her shoe people?
Yes.
You bitch. I've been DMing them to do a Snooki line with them.
I gave you the lady's number, didn't I? No,
Well, I feel like I DM'd and they were like, we'll circle back. And then
I have
we're.
the lady's email.
Whatever. You know what? I'm done begging. I'm done begging.
Collaborations. What are
Okay,
you working
whatever.
on? What can we expect from next from this from the brand from the Snoopy the House of Spooky? Can I tell everyone what you're making?
Not yet.
I'm annoyed you to consult me about that.
Not yet, but it's something very delicious, if you will.
Why didn't you ask me about it?
I did. I asked you for names.
Yeah, but you didn't ask me about the secret project.
What secret project?
That secret project. You didn't like consult me about like anything about it.
I asked you for a name for it. What are you
But that
talking
means it's
about?
already made. It's like after it was made, like all the other stuff I didn't get to know about.
I literally just tasted it and was like, love this. Let's do it.
Is it an edible lubricant?
It's something delicious. And Joey was helping me with a name. And yeah, we're getting somewhere. We're making progress. And then I'm still trying to find a person to do my perfume. Because perfume mania is rude.
I'm gonna find someone. Find new chemists. I want to make a fragrance. Not like spooky shop for you. Not spooky fragrance, but it's like something small and niche.
Yeah, I feel like
I
your
can even make
fragrance
it at
would
my
smell
house.
so good
I know it would smell good. I want to get. I
because
can make it at my
you're really
house.
good with like smells.
Yes, that's my dream. I want to have candles and smells. I want to have like three. Start with like three signature candles and three signature sprays. And the sprays can be for the home. They could be for your body. They can be. Put in a diffuser. Like, I want to like make a fragrance hybrid that you can utilize in any way. Not quite just like an oil because that's boring, but like
Yeah.
something I can think of that's different that you can like. So we can buy one product instead of having to make five different things, like making a body wash or making a thing like a fragrance oil that you can add to whatever you want to create your own product of that smell. That's kind of I mean, don't see my idea. That's trademarked. Yeah, and I know I'd have a floral. I'd have a woodsy, like warm, sexy one.
Oh, I love
And I would
Woodsy.
have a green, like spa, fresh, kiki, clean smell to start.
Well, wait, speaking of oils, I just read this because everyone's sharing it on Facebook. There's a lot
Yes.
of dogs are just randomly dying from it, and we
Oh,
have
come
no
on.
idea. So if you're burning like essential oils in your house and like you know like the smoke comes up from the essential oils, dogs are dying from like the tea tree oils and some of the other oils because it's getting in their lungs and
Come
it's like
on.
making their organs shut down. Yes, everybody research it.
I burn essential oils every day in my house. Not burn them, but they're the smokeless diffusers.
All right, well, just make sure it's not, I think it's tea tree oil.
I don't know. No, I'm not. No, that's for like burning warts off.
No, there's tea tree and some of the scented oils.
Oh no. Wiggles? Like
Just Google it and make sure.
I
Imagine that's
am.
why he's all fucking stuffy.
No, I mean, of course I'll cancel. I'll have to change everything.
Yeah, I would just look at it, Crusaders, because I saw that and I was like, oh my God. I haven't done that in a while, but I like threw out all my oils. I was like, I'm not even gonna like have this shit.
All this for a fucking kid. He didn't pay rent in here.
All this shit. Yeah, and all he's doing is pissing you off, biting you, and pissing everywhere.
I mean, he's humping. His peach Gadeel comes out now, and he humps. He was humping everyone.
Oh, his little red rocket.
Does Wiggles, does your dog still have the red rocket after he gets his balls cut off? Oh, his balls cut off?
That Gianni?
No. Fucking Rocky. Oh, there's a dog named Rocky
Yeah.
yesterday. He had an outfit on that said Rocky on it, too.
Was he cute?
Yeah, he was a wiener dog, and his friend's name was Milkshake. They were boyfriend, girlfriend, best
Stop.
friends.
His name is Milkshake.
Milkshake and Rocky, and they both had like matching tops on. They were brother and sister.
Oh my God, that is so cute.
Wait,
Milkshake.
does the red thing come out after he
After they
gets,
hump, yeah.
no, after they get fixed?
Oh yeah, it still comes out, yeah.
No,
But
so.
Rocky hardly humps anymore. Like he was such a huge humper, and then once he got fixed, it's like hardly there. When are you gonna fix him?
Soon. Like probably like as soon
Stop,
as
he's so small.
when it gets a little warmer out, like I don't want to like I don't know. I just don't I feel like it's gonna like make me feel like
I feel like you're gonna cry when you drop him off.
well no, just like the cone thing is gonna he's gonna be so annoyed about it and I'm gonna give in and they take it off and then he's probably gonna like lick his
No. So don't do the cone. I didn't do the cone because
the
Rocky didn't
outfit.
even keep it on for a second. You have to get the surgical outfit.
They have it.
So he just wears that and then he won't be able to like bite it or lick it.
But how long? 2 weeks, they said? He's not gonna wear that thing for fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's easy. It's just pajamas.
But he wears it 24 hours a day.
Yeah, he wore it until he didn't need to anymore.
And you take it off to bathe him?
Yeah, so all you have to do is get the, you could get the, oh my God, I just bought it and I love it because Rocky always like freaking rolls around in the grass and he smells like freaking octopus and raccoon.
Really?
I got this waterless soap. So it's like foam
Oh, I
and
have
then you
it.
just, yes, and it makes him smell so good.
I love it.
So yeah, you could do that when he wears his surgical suit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the cone sucks. Dogs hate cones.
I can't imagine having that thing on my neck.
Yeah,
He
and it looks
collar.
abusive. I hate it.
Yeah, he won't even wear that. So I'm hoping they'll have that. Did you watch any shows? Did we talk about White? Not White. Did we talk about what's it called yet? About Severance?
Severance, no.
We
Because
haven't talked
remember,
about it.
I didn't watch it. I just watched it this week because I was holding out.
Okay, do you want to talk about it?
Yes, I want to talk about it.
Okay, we've been texting all week. We hate Mark's innie.
Oh my God.
What a freak.
But like also Mark Audi was kind of like, sorry, bro, you need to kill yourself so I can get my wife back. And Mark Inney was like, no, I'm in love with Kelly. Like, I'm not doing that. So I kind of understand where he's coming from, but like he sucks. I was literally screaming at the fucking TV, like screaming.
So if you haven't watched yet, spoiler alert, he finally runs into Gemma and he gets her and they're about to run off and have their lives together and then his fucking innie pussies out and fucking runs to fucking Helly R.
But like how fucking stressful, because every floor they were both changing. So it was like the innie, the outie, the innie. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, like I just want Gemma and Mark to see each other.
Yeah.
Finally. And when they finally did, it was so cute and beautiful. And then he's fucking innie again and he leaves her, screaming at the
How
door.
did she not die though? Like how what happened? Did her outie die and her innie didn't? Like what how didn't she didn't he see her dead in the car?
Yeah, I thought he saw her burned and like dead.
Yeah, that's what I said. So I
So
don't
like,
understand
what
how
is that?
she's
Like,
is
did they
that
take the body and like rejuvenate her back to life?
what is the goat? So what's the goat thing? They're about to kill the goat to get the brain from him and then take the brain and give it to Gemma.
Yes, so they're putting the goat brains into people.
So they were gonna put it in Gemma's head.
Yes, and everyone is saying that Mark's brother-in-law is one of them, and the sister
Yeah,
could be too.
because they kept going. Ah.
Yeah, they're definitely fucking goats.
It's happening.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Did you get to watch any of the Karen Reed drama?
Oh my God. So you told me to watch it, and I was going to watch it last night so we could talk about it today. But I fucking fell asleep at 9 o'clock like a loser. Like, I couldn't keep my eyes open. But I'm going to watch it on the plane today going to Nashville. So please tell me what's happening.
Well, first of all, I have to download it. Do you know how to do that? I think everyone always does that before.
No, yeah, you download it so you can watch it on the plane, yeah.
Sure, download it. Okay.
Yes.
So if you're not following along, and if you listen to my other podcasts, you know that Karen Reed is like my bitch. And last night I was going to call you because literally she was about to FaceTime me. And I was like freaking out. I was like, I wanted to make sure you saw knew who she was before we FaceTimed. Remember? I don't care. I'm going to be the whistleblower. I'll explain Karen Reed in a second. But do you remember we were at a certain restaurant and a certain sneaker came out from underneath the table?
Yeah.
Well, the same certain person that took the sneaker out of nowhere is, she loves going to that restaurant. She's at the restaurant all the time. So she was about to come into that restaurant last night and he texted me freaking out and said, oh my God, I'm gonna FaceTime you with her.
Wait, who, the owner?
Yeah.
But how did he know that you were obsessed with her?
Because of I've been covering it on the Barstool podcast for-
Oh, so he listens to your thing.
Yeah, well, it's national press, babe.
Relax. I hate you. I literally don't like you.
So it's so he knew that, and then and she goes in there all the time. So like he has pictures with her. He sent me pictures with her, and then I guess like, but the thing is, it's not gonna be.
Is she famous or is she just like a regular person? I don't understand.
She's a regular person. She was just a bunch of drunk friends one night, hanging out, and like this nightmare unfolded.
All right, so start from the top on who she is, because okay. Joey was like, do you know this girl? And I'm like, no. And he called me a grandma, and I'm like, wait.
Well, it's national, but it's not. It's more like it's more prevalent in the New England community and Boston community, which I am fucking crazy drawn into because Billy's from Boston, Pat's from Boston, everyone at work, Barstool was born in Boston, so like everyone in my fucking like. World.
Oh, so they're all like talking about it.
It's like something happening in Florham Park and like that close to home. It's like, or like right there, like everyone knows, like, you know, in all the towns surrounding it, like you stand, like everyone would know about it in the town. So this is like a major town in Boston. So what happened was it's a bunch of cops. So this guy, John O'Keefe and Karen Reed are dating. They've been dating for about a couple years. And one night they're all at a bar and with all cops hanging out with all other cops from all the cops. They're all Boston cops. So they're all hanging out in the bar off duty, obviously. And then it was like, and then they're like, okay, let's all go back to they're bar hopping all day. And they're like 45. They're all my age. So it's like, why are you guys bar hopping and turning up and then driving at the same time? And then
they're cops.
Yeah. So they all decide to go back to Albert's house, which is a husband, wife, and kids. Let's all go to Albert's house. Albert's son, I don't know the first names, but the Albert family. The father's son, the kid was having a party downstairs with his friends for his birthday party. He's like 23 years old or whatever. Anyway, they all go back to the house and then they were texting, oh, Karen, John, come back. We're going to all go keep drinking at my house. Come over. So then, like, for some reason...
How old are they?
Like, 45.
Oh, my God. Are they, like, teenagers?
No. I know. So like, we're all going back to my house after. So then, I guess Karen drove her and John over to the house.
Was she drinking?
Everyone was fucked up. So she was drinking, too.
Wait. When did this happen?
This happened in 2022.
Okay, so there were Ubers. Got it.
They get to the house, and then Karen's like, "This is weird. Like, I don't really think they want us to come over. Like, why are they inviting us to the house? Just make sure it's like, you know, it's late. It's 2:30 in the morning. Just make sure that John's not being drunk and wanting to keep him partying. If they don't really want us coming over." So she's like, "All right, go knock on the, you know, go in and get the temperature. I'm going to be in the car. Get the temperature feeling of what it is and see if they're, you know, and then text me and call me, tell me, then I'll come in. I don't want to go in because I feel weird. Like, I feel like they were just drunk and didn't really want us to come over."
Okay.
So then Karen, so again, John goes in the car. So this is Karen's thing. John goes out of the car, goes in the house, and is in there for like fucking, for what seems to her forever, not texting, calling her back. So she's like, "What the fuck?" She's like, and they were fighting already because she didn't want to go over there. Also, so she leaves. She leaves him. And then he ends up out of nowhere. All the tizzy happens. She goes home. She goes to bed. She's screaming, texting on him. You're a disgusting pervert. You fuck, like, you know, like, because there was also cheat, all different cheating involved. So you have to watch the movies. She's secretly hooking up with one of the cops that were over there. That no, like, no, like, she's been cheating on him with some cop that's already over there. And all the stuff. So she wakes at 6 in the morning and like calls him screaming, doesn't know where he is. Anyway, he ends up dead on that person's lawn in the morning.
How?
No one knows
Like
still.
overdose? They didn't do an autopsy?
Yes, of course, bitch. This is the whole it's a real big ass trial. They're claiming that Karen hit him with her car in the snow, that he never came in the house. They were just outside the house. Karen ran him over. This is what she's being charged with. They say she ran her over and then left him for dead in the cold and the snow and went home drunk and because she was mad at him. That's the thing. But
But how do you know she didn't do that?
she's claiming, well, this is why it's a 5-year trial. Because it's so dramatic, it's so fascinating, and there's so many layers. It's like an onion, Nicole. This is, if anything was made for you, this fucking trial is made for you. There's so many things. So basically, now Karen's defense team and Karen's saying she was set up by these people because all this shady shit happened. Like the guy, he looks so there. No one can really tell if he was how he was hit. He had a contusion on the back of his head, but that couldn't from a baseball bat. It could have been
Calm
from
down, contusion.
whatever it is, and then his arm was all fucked up, and they said that the arm is from getting hit by her SUV. It looks like he was mauled by a fucking wolf.
Oh my God.
There was a, so the people that had this dog in their house, there was a dog that the Alberts had in their house that was previously almost put down because he was attacking people, and so there's so the arm things aligned with the dog that was there, but then that family gets rid of the dog. Like right after that happened, that the next month or the next week, they got rid of the dog. And in their basement, they completely ripped where they were supposed to be partying in the basement. They completely gutted the floor, ripped up the floor and the rug and everything from the basement the week later. And the cop
Yeah,
that,
that means they killed him in there and was getting
yeah,
rid of
exactly. Thank
evidence.
you. So then the
The
cop,
fuck?
and they're all cops and they're all like friends of the chief, so they're all like, you know, watching out for each other. So then
Some cops are so
it gets
shady, I
worse.
can't deal.
Then they're all text messages. They're all supposedly butt dialing, calling John's phone, butt dialing back and forth, back and forth. Like the entire group of shady people were butt dialing and butt answering throughout the entire night. What happened was they lost. They realized that John's phone must be in the house somewhere. They were calling John's phone to find it, like nonstop, and answering it, and then trying to find it so they can get rid of the phone. So they didn't have it on the body, so they can put it with
So
the body.
clearly they fucking killed him.
Well, obviously, and then it gets shadier. Then one cop, he got the next day, he got a new cell phone. He completely he took his own cell phone. He drove his SIM card to an army base miles away to destroy his SIM card and hide it in a dumpster.
And these people aren't on trial?
They are. They're
Oh, okay.
No, they're not on trial yet. They're not on trial yet because it's because Karen is the one being charged with murder. So they're not on trial
So they
yet. They're
set her up. Got it.
yeah. So they definitely set her up, and then but then they're making her think that she hit her. Then they went and they sprinkled. Then they went back to the crime scene because she wasn't there. So when they get the crime scene, there then the cops get there. Then they go back and sprinkle. The cops get the bodies. There was not an investigation just yet. And then they go back and sprinkle red taillight things from Karen's taillight, and Karen's car was like towed, and then they had Karen's car in their possession, so they like can like and they so all of a sudden they're and there was a blizzard as well, so like and then they're driving the car back to the tow thing, and apparently there's a hair from John's head on the bumper of her car that they drove 60 miles in a blizzard, and it stuck. That hair randomly stuck on that on the car
when Wait, they. What?
It is so shady and so weird. And then it's just a whole tangle web. You're going to freak out when you watch the documentary. And then you can go back. I watched a pretrial. So they're going back to court now. The first thing, they couldn't come to a decision. The jury cannot come to a decision. So they don't have – they had to do a new trial. So that was 2 years ago, a year ago. Now the new trial starts April 1st. So they're doing pretrials right now, which you can watch live on YouTube every day. The pretrial where they're like kind of picking the jury and doing all this stuff. It is like – it's now it's happening in real time. So this is the second – fucking thing for it.
Wait, what is this on HBO?
HBO Max, but there's so many other things you can watch. It's like, you know, just Google Karen Reed, R-E-A-G.
It's happening.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Oh, and then the woman of the husband Googled how long does it take for a body to die in the snow?
Wait, who Googled that?
At 2 in the morning, she Googled how long the other people, how long to die in snow.
Oh, so then it's them.
But she told the court that Karen told her to Google that.
Oh, my God.
Because Karen got in the car, they all picked her up. John's not here. Where the fuck is he? We're gonna go look for him. So the girls picked him up, like the wives of these shady men picked her up, and they're all driving. And then she starts. The only thing that's like going against her is, I guess, like she's like she gets there. She's like, what happened? Like, what happened? Did I hit him? Like, you know, because like she was on the ground.
Oh, she didn't know.
She didn't know if she hit him or not. So because she gets there, he's on the ground. Like, she couldn't fathom how the fuck this body got on the ground. Like, what the fuck, it was in the house.
Joey, that would be us if we had a blackout.
I know. She goes.
Can you imagine like you hit me and you were like and you killed me and you had no idea.
Then he's dizzy. And then he want to go get fucking cigarettes or like fucking go get another drink or find the fucking hot guy you're talking to. Like you know, it's like you don't fucking know. It's a dizzy thing. So she's like, it's the thing. She's, did I kill him? Could I have killed him? Like, could I have hit him? Like, why? I would. How did
and
this
they're probably
happen?
Like, yeah, you did. You did it.
No. So this, and this is the chief
That's
of police.
Fucked.
And this is the chief. This is at the chief of police house, 34 at Fairview in Canton, Mass. And this is all happening at 2 in the morning. For a cop that's been in the business for a long time, this woman, Karen, screaming at the top of her lungs outside the house over the body. The cops, the ambulance, and the cop does not even look out the window or come out of the house or say or and he's on the force, so he hid in his house the entire time and acted like he couldn't hear anything and he was sleeping and didn't even acknowledge that there's police and fucking a whole operation on his fucking front lawn. And his house is a regular fucking house in Boston. It's not a fucking mansion.
Oh, this is so shady.
So shady. So, yeah, the trial starts April 1st. You're going to be able to watch it. So I am going to be – and everyone camps outside. There's all these people that are supporting Karen Reed. They all wear pink, and they all – they like a Taylor Swift concert. They camp outside of his of the court, and they all have their little outfits on. They have, like, chairs and signs and noisemakers, and they – And they stay there for the entire time. They're supporters of her. So I'm going to go. I have a show April 17th at Laugh Boston. You can get tickets at nowshewilltour.com. And yeah. I'm going beforehand. So I want to go. I want to drive past the house. And all of the Crusaders and people have been like texting me because they know I'm obsessed with this thing. And they've been driving by the house for me and seeing her on the street and taking pictures. It's like,
that was the house that you sent me.
I have a full grounds team. They found him right by that flagpole. I have a whole team on the ground of people, but I'm going to go over there. Billy went to went to school over there, and like there's just like deli like that he always goes to. So I want to go there and get sandwiches. It's gonna be a whole thing. It's like I know it's horrible because it's someone's life on the line of going to prison forever, but it is my favorite pop culture thing right now. I'm so invested. Like, you have no idea. And I just need you, it's only a few hours of your time, Nicole. And so you can be on board, because we're going to be talking about this trial. We can get to watch it in real time. Like, we never, for true crime, we never get to actually watch the trials. We always see like documentaries and like, oh my God. But this is so exciting. It's April 1st. It's happening for real. And we can
see it live. Yeah.
Yeah. So we can watch it live on TV every day and follow every syllable of it. Like, we've never been able on the front lines to do something this time sensitive. So I'm so excited for us. That's why I need you to get on board immediately.
Yes, sir. I will watch it today.
You're going to love it. And then she's like kind of like a local celebrity. Karen. Oh, Karen. Yeah, Karen. And they all have this big accents.
She's a local celebrity for killing her boyfriend.
Well, she didn't kill him. She was set up. It was a setup.
Oh my God.
Corruption.
And well, how interesting.
And then she's hooking up with the other, you'll see, she was hooking up with another cop, and they have to read the dirty text messages.
Stop, what are the dirty text messages?
And then all the other cops talking about her, saying, she's got no ass. Her tits are fine, but no ass. She's like, and the cops, and they took her phone away. He's like, yeah, did you find any pussy pics yet of her? Any nudes?
Ew.
They were going through her phone after she was arrested. All the shady cops were saying that. And there's a text chain going back and forth. And she's like, yeah, she's a nasty cunt, but I'd still fuck her. And it's like all this, like,
oh my God.
All the cop chats, and they have to read their filthy, disgusting chats in the courtroom, like with a suit on. It's so embarrassing.
Ew.
Yeah, so it's shade, fucking shade, shade. Pig. Shade, shade, shade. But yeah, they couldn't come to a thing. So it was a mistrial. So now hopefully, again, it's not a mistrial, because all the evidence is like so mind-boggling. Like, no one knows who to pick. But also it's all corruption, because all the cops are covering for each other.
I mean, all the cops need to go to fucking jail, because yeah, they're all in on it, and they did it.
I'm drinking a local honey latte right now, and it's making my bussy quiver. It is so good.
Well, I have to get packing soon, and I'm a little nervous about going to Nashville this weekend, because the weather said that there's going to be tornadoes, like, all weekend. And it says, like, severe weather and severe thunderstorms, like, tornadoes, like, all over the place. And I texted my employees. I'm like, is this, like, normal? Because one of my biggest fears is tornadoes. Like, I don't like that. Like, I'm scared. And I was like, is this normal? Like, is there actually going to be tornadoes? Like, what the heck is going on?
Wait,
I don't want to die in a tornado.
I'm not even kidding you. Is your schedule really busy?
For this weekend?
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday, I'm swamped.
Because I have nothing to do. Should I come to Nashville and just get a little hotel with a pool and just like fucking kiki?
I mean, I'm going to be at cheer all day.
Why can't we send in a babysitter and we can kiki and have fun?
Because I want to go to cheer.
Just have someone videotape. We've seen enough.
No.
How many somersaults do you have to look at?
I like it.
Can I work a shift at the spooky shop? I do a new training, an on-site training.
Yeah, well, I'm going to visit them. I'm going to see. I'm going to, like, pop in and be like, howdy, girls.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to do anything. And you're not going to do a – I mean, it doesn't make sense to do a store event. You don't have time to do it. But, yeah, I'm going to go with
it. I have no time. When we go to these cheer comps, you're there from 7 a.m. to 10 at night. So I literally have no time to do anything.
Are you allowed to vape inside there?
No, I don't vape at cheer comps. I'm a good girl. I have my
business.
And then we do like vodka and diet soda. And then that's it. And then occasionally like the mimosa in the morning. But we don't go too crazy.
Hmm.
Yeah, I have a child to take care of.
Well,
we will go back to Nashville. I definitely want to do a store appearance there, because I haven't done one yet.
Come with me for my appearance in May.
May, I'm in Disney, and then I'm filming. I have no time in May. May is like my busiest freaking month.
I have an exciting thing. I'm going to be there for a weekend in May doing a fun event.
I have a good place you could stay at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it has 3 floors. It's like a nice apartment complex. But I don't know if you wanted to stay in a hotel, though.
I was there last time.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah.
Stepped over. I live right here.
I totally forgot. Yeah, I spent that money on your room. You didn't even fucking need it.
Well, mommy was still at that hotel too. She woke up on the ground.
Oh yeah, mommy said she went back and she was like drinking by herself.
I know. We had the mini bar.
Freak show.
Did you see Khloe Kardashian's new podcast she has?
No.
She's a podcast called Chloe in Wonderland, and she's doing real Diane Sawyer interviews.
Oh, with her voice like that?
Yeah, she's talk. Yeah, she just had my friend Remy Bader on.
Wait, do her voice in like a Diane Sawyer interview.
What about your health journey would you like to share with us today?
That's your Khloe Kardashian or Kourtney Kardashian.
It's not Courtney, it's Chloe.
Oh, Khloe.
No, Courtney doesn't have a podcast. Courtney makes pills now, and she's on Poosh.
Oh, Kourtney would be funnier because of her voice.
Yeah. But Chloe's always, she always had the radio show. I think it's going to be good. But
Well, yeah, I like Khloe.
Chloe.
I think Khloe's my favorite.
Yeah. Remember when you had her show and you called her out for being mean to you at a party? If you don't know what we're talking about, Google Cocktails with Chloe
Me and Joey drank two bottles of champagne before I even went
in the
on. Like,
dressing room. And we've been
girl,
drinking all weekend in LA.
we were drinking all day.
Nicole confronted, okay, I'm going to tell the story because there's new crusaders in the room. This is many, many moons ago.
You
Spooky
guys, stop.
is Beyonce, like the famous, most famous person in the world. And they go, Kim Kardashian invites her back to the house
I'm gonna kill myself.
to a party at Kim Kardashian's house. And then she gets there and Chloe looks over at Nicole and she goes, what the fuck is she doing here? Get her the fuck out of here, this trash bag bitch. Or
She didn't
whatever.
say
Or
that.
something like that. Like, who is she? What'd she get out of her?
No, Kim brought me up to her, and
At Kim's house?
I don't know, I forget who Tess was, but Kim was like, Chloe, look who's here. And she looked me up and down, and she goes, what the fuck is she doing here to Kim? And I'm like, oh, I was like, should I leave?
Wait,
And
so
like, I
this
tried to
happened.
like say hi to Rob, and Rob like looked me up and down and gave me the nastiest look. I'm like, oh, you guys are not nice. I was like, I'm gonna go. This is so awkward.
So this is like, this is
I'm
you.
like, thank you, Kim. Kim was the nicest one.
Right. And so this is 20, like not just like t 12 years later. Cocktails with Chloe, a show that was on
What the fuck is she doing here?
whatever. Cocktails with Chloe. So Google that was like, and then so she invites him on. Nicole and I are in the dressing room before because it's called Cocktails with Chloe. We want to turn up, so they had all this liquor in the dressing room. So we each drank like two bottles of champagne because it was expensive, and we were like sitting there. This is like in L.A. So we're drinking, and then Nicole goes on the show, and then she's like, "Do you remember?" And then Nicole brings it up. Do you remember when you were such a cunt to me? It's funny.
I did not say cunt. I would never say
I
cunt.
know, but do you remember when you were being mean to me? It was like so, and Chloe felt so bad. You can tell, but that was her back then. She was like, she was a bad girl. She was getting arrested. She was a bad gal. But now she's, I think
No,
she's,
yeah. Now Chloe's nice.
yeah. But if you haven't seen yet, it's so funny, and you can just tell if you can see Dren stirring on the couch. She was. It was
Oh
like
my God. And I was with RuPaul. RuPaul and me
this
were on
is.
the couch
You
with
just had your. You,
And RuPaul was just like so over me. He was like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so if you need something to watch this weekend, Google Cocktails with Chloe, spooky episode, and just know that I was belligerent on the side of the stage, like chain vaping and like drinking and causing a ruckus and making noises, and they were like, "Get him the fuck out of here."
Oh my God. And we were never invited back.
We were
We
never
never
right, and the
got.
show was shortly. The show was canceled shortly
It
after.
was canceled because we were on.
But yeah,
We
watch that.
ruined it.
But Spooky, I'm going to let you get over to what you need to get done.
Yes, Queens. I love you so much. Have a great weekend, Joey. I hope you be romantical with Billy and enjoy the nice weather. And
No.
wish me luck that I'm not fucking Dorothy in these tornadoes in Nashville this weekend. And wish me luck that Giovanna kills it and she wins.
Good luck. Imagine you blew away. I don't want you to die, but I do want you to blow away just a little bit, like for a couple blocks.
No, because then I'll like be paralyzed or
No,
something.
you'll be
And
fine,
then
but
you're gonna
it's.
have to wipe my ass and shit.
Ow!
Ugh. It's not gonna be great. So pray for us. We love you, and we'll see you
Okay.
bitches next week.
See you next week, ladies. Go over to HBO, watch the Karen Reid documentary, Body in the Snow. You're going to like what you see, I guarantee. And then we'll rebrief next week after the trial has started already, after day one, and we'll follow up. Chin up, panties down, everyone. Everything will be just fine. Love you, girls. Happy weekend.
It's happening.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.